Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I supposedly know what I'm doing.
I got it. Well, once again, it's a blessing to be in your honor at Queen City Assistant Living.
Yeah.
I tell you, I thought Brother Spike was going to speak today, but he passed it back to me. But you know what? This is how God works. I said, man, once I asked Spike to do it, you know what? I really wanted to do it.
Oh, good.
And I tell you, see how the Lord works? And I tell you, I truly believe He gave me a message for you today. And I'm going to tell you the title of this sermon real quick, and I won't be long. I don't go long. Christ, not Christmas. That's what we're going to talk about today.
That's good.
Christ, not Christmas.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, in our society, the world likes to celebrate what we call Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
But what the Word, God tells us in the Word, whenever we have Christ and we add anything to it, it ceases to be about Him. I'm talking about we need to celebrate Christ and not Christmas. So let's go ahead and pray before we get started. Father God, it's once again, we come thanking You just for this short time that we can come together and look into Your Word. Lord God, we know Your Word is so powerful. You tell us it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And Lord God, we ask right now that Your Spirit just may go to heart today, Lord God, and that Your Word may be clear and that Your people may be blessed.
Thank you,
Lord. And Lord, that one nearest from hell, Lord God, we ask that You save them today. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. The scripture I would like to look at today is one that we see all over the place, and we all can probably recite it without even looking.
Yeah.
So I want to look at today, John 3:16.
Amen.
How about that? John 3:16. Now here's what I want you to know about this. It says, for what? God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Woo! Ain't you happy and ain't you glad that God so loved the world?
Amen.
One thing I want you to get right now, the Bible says God is love. Think about that. That's what He said. You know, we didn't first love Him, but He loved us. You know, to prove this point, the Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth, that means showed, demonstrated His love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I don't know about you, but that's good news right there. That's good news that Christ died for us and that God so loved the world and that God is love. Whenever we say we love someone, love is an action word. Love must give itself away. God so loved the world that He gave. Whenever you're talking about you love somebody, you love something, measure it by your level of giving. Have you given? The world like to celebrate this time where we get all decorated, talking about Santa Claus, Christmas trees, mistletoes, but you never see anything about Christ. Or they'll throw a little manger scene up. They'll do that just to keep you, you know, interested. But you know what? We have to think, folks, as Christian and people of God, is what message are we sending when we're talking about Christmas in church? You can go around all places in this country and you'll see churches talking about Christmas.
Come on, help.
But where is Christ?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.